I'm Jonathan Moore.
And I'm Colin Lamb.
And you're listening to
Press Coverage, V2's own American football podcast. Hello and welcome to Press Coverage, V2's own American football podcast. Now that the draft is over with, of course, we want to go back to the college football landscape, and we have another great guest in store for you today. And I'll hand you over to my co-host, Jonathan Moore, who can fill you in on who we will be speaking to.
Yes, thanks a lot, Colin. We are joined on the line right now by another top guest from the world of college football. And joining us right now is a man from Virginia Tech. He's a linebacker, and his name is Jack Tyler. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me. How are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks. How are you? Superb. So I'll just get straight into the questions. Spring practice started at the end of March, so preparations for the new season are well underway. I believe you wore a blue jersey at the start of that in relation to a foot injury, but you did say it was just a precaution. Has that injury healed completely, and are you injury free as the new season approaches?
Oh yeah, I feel great. I was a little banged up to start spring ball, but I feel great now. I feel 100%. I actually felt great about halfway through spring ball. I got back on the field and I was full go. Just ready to have a good summer and ready to, have a good fall.
And how eager are you to get back onto the football field and for the competitive games to once again begin?
Oh, of course, yeah. It's always, that's what I came to college to do, is play football. And, it's obviously, one of my favorite things to do. It's always great to get back out on the field.
And there have obviously been a few changes to the team, as with any end to the season. Two defensive starters in Bruce Taylor and Alonzo Tweedy, they've now gone. Are you confident that you have the players there ready to step up and replace those guys?
Oh, of course. We have, Coach Foster, our defensive coordinator, always preaches that, we need to have our backups ready to go, for years down the line. And, just that they're one play away, one injury, and they're in the starting lineup. So those backups, they've been groomed and ready to go the last couple of years, and now it's their turn to step in and take the reins, and they should be ready.
Yeah, and as Jonathan mentioned, you've lost some guys on the defensive side of the ball, but obviously you're one of the more experienced members of the team. Do you see your role changing at all in your last season as a college football player?
I think the biggest change for me would just be stepping into more of a leadership role. Bruce Taylor, as you mentioned earlier, he was our big leader on defense last year. And with him gone, we're obviously in need of that leadership role. And I think Coach Foster has kind of put that on me to take over our defense and make sure that we're playing the Virginia Tech lunch pail kind of defense way.
Yeah, and obviously you could have entered the NFL draft and foregone your last season of college eligibility. Was that ever an option, or did you always know you wanted to return for your final year?
I think that was, I didn't think it was much of an option. I wanted to come back, and, I need another season to get bigger and stronger and better, faster. Just get another year of college football, and then we can worry about, any NFL or anything after that. After this season, one more year was definitely necessary for me.
Yeah, and one of the big benefits of returning for your senior season is the first game of the season is against the national championship winners. How excited are you to be playing Alabama?
Oh, I mean, that's what we all came here to do is play in big games like that. And, obviously Alabama, they're the two-time defending champ. What a better way to start off than playing them and trying to knock them off and, try to start our own, superiority.
Yeah, and is there anything in particular when you look at Alabama that you think makes them special? Obviously, we've seen last season top linebackers like Manti Te'o, they couldn't really cope with the Alabama offensive line. I mean, what do you think it takes to really have an effect against that offensive line?
I think it's just being disciplined. I think if, all 11 guys in the defense work together and play their positions, I think you'll be a lot more successful. Obviously they're big on the offensive line and they have very good skill position players and they have a great quarterback. So it's going to be, a tough test, but I think if we all play our roles and we're all disciplined, I think we'll be successful.
Yeah, you mentioned that you'll be taking on a bigger leadership role this season, and I believe you've been appointed a permanent team captain. How much do you enjoy taking on these leadership responsibilities?
Oh, personally, I definitely enjoy role on just about every single team I've ever been on growing up. It's nothing new to me. I've always kind of been, the leader on every team, like I said, and that, every coach that I've ever had has kind of looked to me as that person. So it's nothing new, and I enjoy it, and I don't look at it as I look at it as a compliment, and, I'm ready to work.
And maybe last season at Virginia Tech, you didn't really have as much senior leadership on the team as you would have liked. Do you think that was perhaps an issue last season?
I think that was, one of the biggest issues we had, especially early in the season. That's kind of what Coach Foster has been talking to me about, is, making sure I start my, being a leader earlier, making sure that we have a, sustained leadership, prior to the season, so that during the season we can come out strong and not be looking for leaders, throughout the season. We need them at the get-go to start off with, especially this year because we start with such a good opponent.
And last year the team finished with a 6-6 overall record. Did the overall performance last season maybe fall below expectations, especially in comparison to how the team performed a couple of years before that?
Certainly. We're not used to having seasons like that here. We're used to winning, 11, 12 games a year. And obviously it was a large disappointment, but when we watched those films of those losses, there was definitely things that we could have corrected to be more successful. And, hopefully going forward this year, we'll correct some of those mistakes that we made last year and not make them again.
Yeah, and obviously we discussed the Alabama game because it's such, it's a big spectacle. But are you even more excited to get a chance to get some revenge against the teams you were defeated by last season? The teams like Pittsburgh, Miami, North Carolina. Are you really hoping for some revenge?
Oh, of course, yeah. Definitely in all the ACC games, we're always hyped up and ready for those games. And you want to put on your best shoes and go to work those games and play well. And, obviously those teams are more of our biggest rivals. And those games are always intense and they're fun to play in as a player. You're always looking forward to those games.
Yeah, so you mentioned the ACC Conference. Obviously, it is a very good style of play. It's very exciting to watch. And which team do you consider the standard of the ACC right now? Who do you think Virginia Tech have to topple?
I think, obviously you always have teams like Florida State and Clemson. But like you said, ACC from top to bottom, every team's good. Any team can win any given Saturday. And, you have to take that every week of practice seriously because it can't happen any week. It's just a good conference to be in that every team's so powerful.
And last season you also recorded a team-high 112 tackles. There were several other records as well. You ranked third in the ACC for total tackles and you also earned all ACC honours. How much did it mean to you to achieve those accolades, and were any of them targets that you'd set out to achieve at the start of the season?
Well, I think, obviously it's an honour to get some of those awards. I would have obviously liked our record to have been a little bit better, but individual awards are always good, but that's not my goal, is to get those awards. My main goal is for our team to win and win championships, and I could care less if I got any awards as long as my team's winning. And if I don't get a single award this year and our team wins a national championship, I could care less. That's just the individual awards are great, but it's not something I'm looking forward to get.
And what sort of things has the team as a whole or on defence been working on, or even on offence, I suppose? What sort of things has the team been working on in particular to try and improve on last season's performance?
I think the biggest change we've had this year is that we're just trying to get more tempo. We're trying to be faster and have practices be faster so that when we play our games, we're faster. I think maybe they saw on film last year that we were maybe a little tired, or maybe we need to be better conditioned. I'm not really sure, but they, obviously made that change in the offseason that they wanted to, make us a little bit faster and have a little bit more tempo.
And are there any incoming freshmen you think we should watch out for? Guys that haven't had the opportunity to play before?
Oh, we have definitely had some great recruiting classes the last couple of years. We have a freshman running back, Trey Ed.
Yeah, and also very important, I suppose, for the team is that Logan Thomas, the quarterback, is returning. Now, obviously, you play on the other side of the ball, but how much is it of a boost is it for the team to see Logan returning?
Oh, it's obviously, you know, for us, it was a big boost. You know, just knowing that on the other side of the ball, you know, you have that confidence in them that, you know, they have a quarterback at the helm that can, you know, score at any time, and if we need points or, you know, we make a mistake on defense, that they're going to have our back. It's just a great confidence to have a, you know, quarterback and a leader like that.
And also the head coach of Virginia Tech, Frank Beamer, he's been there for 26 years now, and he's got over 40 years of coaching experience in total. And Coach Force, he also mentioned, he's been there the whole time at Virginia Tech too. Just how important is the experience, the vast experience of those guys in the sport to the team?
Oh, I mean, it's awesome, you know, playing for those guys. You know, you come in every day, and they're just, you know, good guys, ready to... you know, just ready to have a good time and get to work, and you know, just having them, you know, I view them as my second dad away from home. They're just always there for us, and you know, they've been here so long that they know, you know, what makes successful players and people outside of football. You know, they're just there for us in every aspect of our lives, and you know, I'm happy I chose to come to Virginia Tech because of them.
Yeah, well, that leads nicely into my next question, which was, you seem to get on very well with the coaches, and including Foster, who's been one of your biggest advocates. How much do you credit these guys with your success in the sport?
Oh, I mean, it's hands down, I believe it's because of them. You know, not even just my college coaches, but all my coaches throughout my entire career. Just, I mean, that's what kind of player I am. I'm a very coachable player, and I think because I've had good coaching, that's why I've been successful. You know, just learning from these guys and trying to be a sponge and take as much in as possible, because they have so much knowledge, because they've been here for so long, they know exactly what it takes to win. And, you know, it's just, you know, you put it on their shoulders and then they're going to make you successful.
And just a last question on the subject of the coaches. Under Coach Beamer, Virginia Tech has reached 20 consecutive bowl games. Is this streak something that you think about heading into a season, and is it always a target to keep that streak going?
Well, making a bowl game is always one of our biggest team goals at the beginning of the season. You know, I think it's more of a common theme that we make a bowl game every year, and it's kind of expected now to make a bowl game. I wouldn't say we're really, you know, looking at it at the beginning of the year. It's more we want to get to the best bowl game we can, you know, get to the national championship, something that we've never won here, or, you know, win the Orange Bowl, you know, get to the BCS games. I think that's more of a goal of ours, more than just get to a bowl game.
Yeah, and you mentioned that obviously you've learned a lot under the current coaches at Virginia Tech, but are there any players maybe either in college or in the NFL that you admire and you try to take aspects of their game and implement them in your own game?
Yeah, I've always, you know, a long time ago, my favorite player was Zach Thomas. You know, my favorite defensive linebacker was Zach Thomas, and I always kind of watched him because, you know, my favorite player in the league was Ricky Williams, who played on the same team, so I was always watching the Dolphins, and Zach Thomas, you know, obviously played the same position as me, and he was a short linebacker that, you know, kind of was the same as me, was, you know, maybe a little bit undersized, and, you know, didn't have all the athletic attributes that everyone looks for, but I was just, you know, a good football player with a nose for the ball, and I tried to, you know, just model my game after him, and, you know, he's just kind of always been, the linebacker that I've always modeled my game after.
Yeah, and obviously one of the things that is also discussed at the NFL level for linebackers, I was wondering if it applies at the college level. Obviously in the NFL we are seeing that linebackers more and more need to be able to drop back into coverage. For instance, you could look at the 49ers guys, Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis. You could look at Sean Lee with the Dallas Cowboys. The guys that are considered the elite sort of linebacking players are usually guys who can drop back into coverage. Since you first had your freshman year with Virginia Tech, have you seen the linebacker position change in college? Do you think it has evolved?
I think, you know, I think more the offenses have evolved.
Yeah, do you enjoy that aspect of the game? Do you like dropping back, or do you just prefer the read and react stuff where you can go after the ball?
I mean, you know, it's, you know, you got to kind of do everything. I mean, you know, football is one of those games where, you know, that's kind of what I've, you know, always liked about my game, is that I've kind of been a jack of all trades. I felt like I could do a little bit of everything, and if I needed to, you know, take on blocks, I could do that, but if I need to, you know, kind of get skinny and get through holes, I could do that too, or if I need to drop back in coverage, you know, I just kind of do a little bit of everything, and I think that's what makes a successful linebacker, and I think, you know, I obviously enjoy it.
And on the subject of offenses, out of all the players you've come up against during your own college career, who have been some of the most difficult offensive players to defend against?
I think notably, you know, maybe like a Sammy Watkins, or you know, he's a receiver from Clemson. He's probably the best receiver. You know, just pure speed. He's hard to cover because of that. You know, he's not scared to come across the middle. And then I would say running back wise, the running back from UNC last year, he just got drafted. You know, he was pretty tough to tackle. He's a good, quick running back. You know, but Sammy will be back next year, so I think he's the guy that I'll look forward to playing the most.
And does your preparation when you're looking ahead to a game change when you know you're up against a specific player like that?
Certainly. I think you kind of, you know, you always have to know where those players are on the field. You always have to make sure you find them before the ball snap, just because they, you know, they're so good and they can, you know, on any play, make it a big play. So you definitely have to prepare for that and know, you know, what plays they like to run and how they can get them the ball, so you can try to, you know, negate those things.
And we've obviously talked about the coaches, the players.
You can't leave out the fans. You play in front of 65,000 fans every week at the Lane Stadium for Virginia Tech. Just how good are your own fans?
Oh, they're amazing. I mean, Hokie Nation is one of a kind. There's nothing like it. You know, we might not have the most fans that are, you know, that fit in our stadium, but it's definitely the loudest. They're awesome to play for. They're a lot of fun. They're loud. You know, it's very difficult for opposing teams to come into Lane Stadium and get a win.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Virginia Tech may not have the biggest stadium, but we do have some of the most, you know, the most passionate fans. But what I was wondering is, it seems like Virginia Tech are coming into this season a little bit under the radar. Do you like that, or would you prefer that you would be getting some hype?
You know, I kind of like coming under the radar. I don't mind that at all. I don't mind people that, you know, aren't talking about us, because, you know, you can kind of get your business done, and then you take people by surprise when you win games. You know, I like that approach. When you're getting hyped, you know, you can kind of pat yourself on the back and maybe not work as hard. But when you're not talked about, you want to, you know, your goals are set higher, your standards are higher, and you want to get there and prove everybody wrong.
Brilliant. So we'll get you out on this, Jack. What I was wondering is, what are your main goals for the season? Obviously, you want to try and win a national championship. That is every team's goal. But a year from now, when you've, you know, when you're done with college football, what would you like your college football legacy to be?
I think the biggest thing is I want to, you know, just leave my name in this program. You know, just kind of cemented in this program, that I left it on a better note than I started it. You know, I want to make sure that this program is on a, you know, higher note. And just leave my name, you know, marked in stone. You know, just make sure that the younger kids underneath me can carry on the torch and know what's expected of them and expected of this program. And, you know, just make my mark. That's about it. That's really what I expected of myself.
Yeah, well, that was a perfect note to finish the interview. Very positive. So, once again, thanks so much for joining us today, and we wish you the best for the upcoming season.
Thank you guys very much for having me.
Cheers, all the best, Jack.
You too. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Yeah, so once again, thanks a lot to Jack there for joining us on the podcast. We were delighted to hear what he has to say, and I'm sure we'll have some more Virginia Tech players on the podcast in the future. As usual, you know you can get us on Twitter, myself at CLamantSport, Jonathan at Jonathan J. Moore, and you can now find the podcast on Press Coverage V2. And obviously we're on iTunes, so please check us out there. We've got some great stuff. Every podcast is uploaded to iTunes, so make sure you don't miss it. And we're not going to reveal too much about guests right now, but all I can say is we have some tremendous guests, some really good talents lined up in the next few weeks, and we hope you enjoy them. So all that's left now is for me to say goodbye and for Jonathan to say
goodbye.
Thank you, Jonathan, and we will see you next week.